Speedway. Doug Rice and Mark Yarrow up here in the booth, joined briefly by Larry McReynolds out in the turns today. It's Doug Turnbull, Pat Patterson, Pit Road, of course, Wendy Venturini, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. Let's give you a Cheddar's leaderboard here. Alex Bowman is the new race leader. Austin Cindric is second. Stenhouse is third. Blaney rides fourth. Logano fifth. Sixth to William Byron. Chastain is seventh. Ty Gibbs is eighth. Chase Elliott ninth. And Martin Truex Jr. is 10th.
Harrison Burton, 11th. 12th is Josh Berry. Kyle Busch is 13th. 14th is Todd Gilliland. Daniel Suarez, 15th. 16th is Reddick. Haley, 17th. Michael McDowell, the pole sitter, now down to 18th. 19th, Noah Gregson. Rounding out the top 20, Christopher Bell.
Daniel Hemric, 21st. 22nd, Carson Hocevar. Shane Van Gisbergen, 23rd. 24th, Denny Hamlin. Zane Smith, 25th. John Hunter Nemechek is 26th. 27th, Eric Jones. LaJoy rides 28th. Keselowski, 29th. And Ryan Preece is 30th.
31st is going to be Austin Dillon, Bubba Wallace 32nd, J.J. Yeley 33rd, 34th B.J. McLeod, 35th Chris Buescher, Cody Ware 36th. The two drivers out of the race after that big crash in turn one. Kyle Larson will get credit for 37th, Chase Briscoe for 38th.
And that running order is going to get all messed up here because about a half dozen cars decided to come on pit road and top their tanks. That's the Cheddar's leaderboard update brought to you by Cheddar Scratch Kitchen, your place for American classics like slow smoked baby back ribs, grilled salmon, and country fried chicken at prices that make you smile. Larry, what's going on with these seven or eight that decided to come in here and top?
Yeah, most notably, I saw Brad Keselowski and Christopher Bell. They were drivers that were at the back of the pack. And again, anything you can do to keep fuel in that car and keep it full, that's going to shorten next pit stop. This is a longer stage. This is 100 laps. We're going to go back racing with 93 to go. You're going to have to make at least one pit stop in this stage for fuel. Fuel window's about 70 laps, but I don't see them splitting stages if we stay caution-free. You do not want to make a green flag stop here with as long as pit road is starting over in turn three.
Just amazes me nowadays how early we start talking about fuel in these races. It's crazy.
From the drop of the... Well, no, when they say driver, start your engine.
Yeah. Can you save me a little bit on the starting of the engines? Mark here, they're getting ready to come out of four here into the Geico restart zone.
Again, we're about to start stage number two in the Quaker State 400 here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Bowman on the outside of the first row. Cindric to his inside. Bowman now getting a big push from Stenhouse. Cindric from his teammate Ryan Blaney.
And they are hooked up as they pull away from the rest of the pack there. Alex Bowman had led only 14 laps this season. Here he was at the front as the Penske teammates surged around him. Cindric in the lead, followed by Blaney.
Cindric picks off the lead with a nice push from his teammate Blaney to the outside. He's got to deal with Bowman. Stenhouse is there. William Byron's in the mix, side by side with Joey Logano. But up front, it is Austin Cindric with the lead off four.
Cindric is going to get challenged for that lead as they come back to the line. He's down low, coming hard to his outside. That is going to be Alex Bowman. Can he make the pass in one?
And Cindric tried to block him coming out of turn four, went back low to get pick up his teammate Blaney. Now Alex Bowman surges to the outside, pulls even with Cindric, but Cindric is pulling the bottom line even with Bowman.
Side by side for first, for second, for third. They're all side by side into three here in Atlanta. Bottom of the racetrack is Austin Cindric. He's holding serve. Bowman to the outside. Here comes Bowman with a run off the hill.
He gets a big run off the top of the racetrack at the line. It is Bowman by inches, the new leader here at Atlanta, but Cindric fights back. They're nose to nose now in turn one.
With a big shove from Ryan Blaney. In fact, Cindric almost lost the hold of that car. He gathers it up, keeps the lead, gets away from Blaney, and is even with Bowman.
Might be all that Alex Bowman needs to maybe advance down here on this end of the racetrack, but that Ford power brings Cindric back to the bottom of the racetrack and a half a car out in front of Bowman. Bowman now ties it up again. Here they come, door to door, all four.
Racing like the last lap, 10 rows deep, side by side. Cindric and Bowman, and now Blaney is going to give Cindric a shove into one.
For the second lap in a row, Cindric gets that big shove, has to hold on to it there with all that energy. He slides up to the top lane. He staves off the push from Alex Bowman, and Cindric goes back low to pick up Blaney.
Cindric's got enough space to try to hold off the lanes, but he can't throw the block. He can't be in two places at once. Blaney now takes a look underneath. Blaney might want to lead this thing. He sides side by side with Bowman, but Cindric holds on up front.
As they come down to the stripe again, Bowman on the outside, working hard just ahead of the man inside him, Ryan Blaney.
And Ryan Blaney there gets a push from William Byron there as he tries to pull up to the rear end of Austin Cindric. Cindric's going to hold that spot. Blaney's going to tuck in line behind him and move to the top line in front of Bowman.
Now let's see if the two Fords can separate themselves just a little bit. from those Chevys. Joey Logano on the move. Big move as he goes down to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to work his way into the top five. But it's a couple Fords that'll lead him off four.
Got to thank Larry McReynolds for showing up. He's been the ambassador for Quaker State this weekend here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Of course, you can hear him on Sirius XM and see him on Fox Television. Larry, thanks for adding your expertise. I don't know how you feel. I feel like this is some of the most entertaining racing we see anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, we're 72 laps into this 400-mile race, and right now the top 26 drivers separated by basically 2 seconds. So I don't know how you could want any more than that. But I say this, Team Penske, they came to play today. I mean, you look at the fact they've got three inside the top five and Harrison Burton in that 21 car. I still say it. He's playing with house money. He's sitting there in 11th right now.
And he finished 11th in this race back in the spring. He knows that this could be a springboard to maybe get him to that second round.
And as you guys talk about it, he just springs up to the ninth spot just past two cars. So Burton definitely on the move.
I spoke with him on Wednesday, spoke with his crew chief, Jeremy Bullins. They definitely had this race circled. Whether they made the playoffs or not, they knew this is where they could make some noise.
Larry, thanks for dropping by. I always appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
Safe drive back up to Charlotte. The leaders are back down into one, led by Austin Cindric.
And they settled down in the last lap. The top four are single file. That goes Cindric, Blaney, Bowman, and Stenhouse. And it's two wide for fifth. Byron up high. Joey Logano down low, followed by Ty Gibbs and Ross Chastain.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs, Ross Chastain. You got Chase Elliott back there in the mix, as well as Michael McDowell and his teammate as they work at the bottom of the racetrack. Harrison Burton on the move, trying to take a spot away. Single file, the top seven cars.
86 laps to go here in Stage 2. Stage 2 brought to you by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. And great prices. Come back again soon. The whole PRN gang took over one in Nashville a few weeks ago and had a great time. Mark Guerra, we're seeing a lot of energy now in single-file racing. Austin Cindric got out front, and it's calmed down a little bit.
And, of course, as soon as you say that, Ross Chastain pops out of line, powers around Joey Logano. And now as they work their way out of turn number four, it is Cindric, Blaney, Bowman, now side-by-side, inside Stenhouse, Byron, and Chastain. They're duking it out for the fifth spot.
And Stenhouse is slipping back on some old shoes. In fact, Daniel Suarez is into the top ten, goes around Stenhouse for seventh. As William Byron ahead of him gets around Ross Chastain, they're trailing third place, Alex Bowman.
Cindric midway down the backstretch, then it's Blaney, then it's Bowman. Then it's William Byron. Then it's Ross Chastain. Byron now will go to work on his teammate to the outside. He'd like that third spot. Can he make a move off of turn number four?
That's a battle for the third spot right now. Side by side, Bowman down low, working to his outside. William Byron right in the tire tracks of Byron. It's going to be Ross Chastain.
A bunch of bow ties there tangled up behind the two Fords of Cindric and Blaney leading this race here on lap 77. They're pulling away. It's too wide for third. The Hendrick teammates, Bowman down low, Byron up high.
Ross Chastain's going to get in the middle of this teammate battle. He'll give a little shove to Willie B. Now drops down to the bottom of the racetrack, and that's where you'll find Ricky Stenhouse. Daniel Suarez on the move, trying to work his way into the top five.
Here's a new name to think about, Justin Haley. Haley goes by Burton. Todd Gilliland now lines up on the back bumper of Joel. Joey Logano is the head to turn one.
And Kyle Busch right in front of him is just in front of that. It's three wide. Harrison Burton on the middle. Down low, Chase Elliott. Stenhouse, rather, gets around the Daniel Suarez cars. They're all wadded up there in the back of the top ten.
And mix up a little Kyle Busch into this as well. He's trying to fight his way up with his Chevy now midway through three and four. It's Blaney again off four.
Kyle Busch has been a popular pick coming into this race. I mean, he finished within less than a half a second of winning it back in the spring. A good one to pick. Cindric continues to lead.
He does, and he's fading up to the middle lane. Blaney's going to go with him. William Byron's going to go to the high lane and try to work to the outside of his teammate, Alex Bowman. But Bowman slams the door.
Side-by-side battles a little further back here. The fifth and sixth spot, Ricky Stenhouse keeps challenging on the bottom of the racetrack. Can't quite make things work. Chase Elliott rides right behind him now off turn four.
Let's go to the care center. I believe Brad Gilley has caught up with Chase Briscoe.
Chase Briscoe is out of the infield care center. First, Chase, are you okay? And second, can you tell us what happened on the track?
Yeah, I'm all right. We were running, 10th or 12th area, and I guess the five car got really loose and, went head on into the fence. And I saw him coming down the track and was obviously trying to slow down, and I was trying to get farther left because I knew he was going to slide down the track. And at the last minute, he kind of slid down farther than I was anticipating. So I tried to turn back right, and I KO'd him, so. Yeah, big hit for me, big hit for him, and just an unfortunate way to end our day. That's NASCAR, though. You can be on top of the mountain one day, and you can be at the bottom of the mountain the next. So just got to go on to Watkins Glen or Bristol and try to get a win.
All right, good luck to you next week at Watkins Glen.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, there is Chase Frisco out of the care center, but obviously distraught here after a bad finish at Atlanta with the playoffs opener.
Chase Frisco was the darling of Darlington, but today not so much, as Briscoe will leave here finishing 38th out of 38 cars. Brandon Hutchison drops by the booth. He is the executive vice president, general manager of Atlanta Motor Speedway. Brandon, I'll say the obvious, beautiful weather, really nice crowd, compelling racing. Don't know you can ask for a lot more.
I tell you what, Doug, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart race weekend has been phenomenal, and what's playing out in front of us right now is just more of what we expected.
And you guys had the pleasure of announcing a sponsorship for your February Xfinity race, too.
The Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250 will be here next February. We can't wait for next year. We've got racing in February. We've got night racing in June. We're going to be the place to be, man.
Brandon, what do the fans tell you about the racetrack now? I mean, the crowds are getting bigger and bigger, so I guess that's the way you vote, right? If more fans show up because they like what they see. But what's the feedback you've been getting about this track? Because I keep telling people you don't see anything like this on any other 1.5-mile track.
I'm so humbled. The two words I hear the most is thank you. The fans have spoken loud and clear. As you see, the crowds are getting bigger. The racing is phenomenal. We try to make sure we're entertaining NASCAR fans as good as anybody on the circuit.
Well, I think you do that in spades. This place is beautiful. It's a great layout, and it puts on what I feel like is absolutely one of the best shows in any form of racing.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. We hope that it will continue for the next 176 laps. The Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is a weekend not to forget. Listeners got to come and see us.
I plan on coming back even though I won't be working. How's that?
Your family, Doug. Come back anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brandon Hutchison. He's Executive VP General Manager here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Mark, Austin Cindric's been out front by himself now for about four laps. We saw a four-car length lead. That's the biggest lead I think we've seen the entire race today.
And, Doug, he's the first guy that's been able to control both lanes. He's out front all by himself. Behind him, nine. Now make it 10 lanes of two-by-two as Cindric will lead them down across the line. We're about to complete lap 26 of stage two. That leaves 74 to go. And again, Cindric is the one guy that has proven to have enough muscle to go up and down the racetrack and control those two lines.
86 laps in the book, top five. Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Ross Chastain.
Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Out front, still, it's Austin Cindric, the fifth different leader in the Quaker State 400. He's led 21 laps. So far, the laps led leader, Ryan Blaney, with 33. The pole sitter, Michael McDowell, with 29. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
23 straight laps here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's comfortable. He is out front by himself. Everyone else, pretty much six rows back, are running side by side. The top 30 cars are within 2 seconds of each other. That tells you how competitive this race is today. Cindric is the leader. Alex Bowman is second. Third, Ryan Blaney. William Byron, fourth. Chastain is fifth. Stenhouse Jr., sixth. Suarez, seventh. Chase Elliott, eighth. Kyle Busch, ninth. And tenth to Logano.
11th right now, it is going to be Justin Haley. Todd Gilliland, 12th. 13th, Martin Truex Jr. Gibbs is 14th. Bubba Wallace, 15th. And it's Harrison Burton, Reddit, Gregson, Jones, and Keselowski to round out the top 20.
And 21st, it's going to be Christopher Bell. 22nd, Daniel Hemric. Carson Hocevar, 23rd. Chris Buescher, 24th. 25th to Michael McDowell. John Hunter Nemechek is 26th. LaJoy, 27th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 28th. 29th, Austin Dillon. Zane Smith is 30th.
31st, Ryan Preece. Josh Berry in the 32nd spot. Denny Hamlin still hasn't made a big move. He is 33rd after starting 38th. Cody Ware, 34th. 35th is B.J. McLeod, J.J. Daly, 36th. And if you just joined us, Kyle Larson lost a right front tire, smashed the wall. Chase Briscoe hit him as he bounced off the safer barrier. They're the only two cars out. Larson will get credit for 37th, Briscoe for 38th.
The other 36 cars are still all on the lead lap. That full field rundown brought to you by RaceDayNFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding those die-cast cars and race weekend hats to your collection? Then race on over to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for free and get the best in collectibles delivered right to your door. And everybody seems to be content to ride around. Brad Gilley, is there a reason for that maybe?
There is, Doug. It's called saving fuel. You know, they could go the first 60-lap stage on one tank of Sunoco fuel. Everyone did that. They all topped off. Some of them came back down, as you guys had reported, right before we went back to green. But right now, every driver out there who is not leading the race, like Austin Cindric, in my section of pit road is being told, save as much fuel as you can. Now, when it's going to get interesting is when they have to come down for green flag pit stops. They want to spend as little time as possible, but they're not going to be able to make this 100-lap stage fuel all the way on one tank. They will have to come down.
So that's a look at the fuel strategy brought to you by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Got a little three-wide action here along the front stretch. It's Stenhouse, Suarez in the middle, and down on the inside, Justin Haley.
How about that, Justin Haley? Grady helped Sistens Ford to the bottom. Suarez, three-wide middle, is going to lose the position, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is up high as Haley powers around this and down the back.
Going to be three wide again here if Kyle Busch decides to go to the bottom of the racetrack. He thinks better of it. Drops in behind Suarez. Up in front of him, excuse me, is Haley in the 51 down low on the racetrack. Still side-by-side action all four.
Haley thought about making it three wide going into turn three, and Ross Chastain nothing doing. He slammed the door. Leaders back in turn one.
But Haley's going to pay it back. He goes right to Chastain's rear bumper that washes up the racetrack there. That's about the fifth position there in turn one. At turn two, Austin Cindric driving right in the middle of the two lines leaving the pack.
Down the back stretch, here we go again. Daniel Suarez, the guy that's going to look to make it three wide again. Really tricky entrance here into three. Stenhouse slides up the racetrack, makes a little extra room, and now it gets tight again.
Suarez riding back there in the ninth spot right now, trying to make a run to the front. He is to the inside of Haley. Chase Elliott trying to get in that mix.
And they're three wide. Chase Elliott up high. Kyle Busch in the middle. Down low, the blue and white Martin Truex Jr. machine, as it's going to be several cars trying to get to the bottom line behind him.
I guess somebody wants to save some fuel. Somebody wants to just get racy. There's a bunch of them doing it right now as they enter turn three. Once again, Cindric out in front. Will he be on the top side of that second position with Ryan Blaney right below him?
Truex, who's been in a bit of a rut, making things happen early on as he now trails the Suarez Stenhouse machines. That time by, it looks like Truex was running seventh.
Easily the fastest running Toyota as Truex pulled right to the rear bumper of Suarez at turn four. That had to back off so he didn't hit him there. He'll settle down up in front of them. Too wide for second. Blaney down low, Bowman up high.
Ross Chastain is kind of mixing it up here in the very front. He sits back there in that fifth spot, if you will, bottom of the racetrack. Behind him, Suarez, Stenhouse, and Martin Truex Jr.
Chastain's been camped out around fifth or sixth for the majority of this race today. Right now, he is battling for the fourth spot. To his outside, it's going to be William Byron.
And Byron there just stalking right behind his Hendrick teammate of Alex Bowman, who is too wide for the second position. Behind Byron, it's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with Daniel Suarez down low having a great run.
Down the back stretch they run. Right beside Suarez, or excuse me, right beside Haley is Kyle Busch. Right behind Kyle Busch is the 22 of Joey Logano. Chase Elliott up in front of those two. Stenhouse holding on in that eighth spot.
102 laps complete. That leaves now at this point 42 down in stage number two, 58 to go in this second stage in the Quaker State 400. Again, Austin Cindric, your leader by 0.2 seconds over Alex Bowman.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
104 laps down, 156 to go. Austin Cindric just became the lap leader for this race. He has led 36 circuits. Blaney has led 33. Top five are Austin Cindric, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Ross Chastain. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. 107 laps complete now. Stage 2 ends at lap 160. Even though a lot of the drivers are saving fuel, that doesn't mean that their cars aren't a handful. In fact, Kyle Busch, who's running 14th right now, jumped on the radio, told crew chief Randall Burnett, "I am all over the place. My car is tight, 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 loose, loose, loose. It changes at the snap of a finger." He's got a handful out there, Doug and Mark.
At this point, Austin Cindric has led 40 laps. He is the lap leader in this, the top lap leader at this point in the race. Ryan Blaney, 33 laps led. Michael McDowell has led 29. Martin Truex Jr., who is currently running ninth, has made up the most position since the start, plus 27. But since the restart, one guy that I've been keeping an eye on is Eric Jones, the Dollar Tree Toyota for Legacy Motor Club. Doug, he has made some big, bold moves going three wide at certain points, and Jones has worked up 17 positions, currently in 10th.
Mark, I'm kind of curious what's going on in the Denny Hamlin camp. We documented that he started 38th today. They had terrible problems yesterday. The car just would not go. He has only moved up to 33rd. I don't think they have let him hit the loud pedal yet and said go up there and try to get him. Let's check out on pit road Brad Gilley.
Well, Doug, they started the race off being very conservative, staying out of the fray in the opening laps of this race. Denny Hamlin was told he can go. He went and passed about three cars and sort of stalled out right there. It appeared that they were conserving fuel, and it seems like that's still what they're doing at this point right now. However, Denny has told crew chief Chris Gabehart his car is a little bit loose out there. I think the one thing he's a little wary of doing is trying to totally run his way up through the field. At a certain point, if he can, he's going to have to, but there's not been anything that I've heard said on the radio about them doing that anytime soon.
And it's easy to spot Denny in that Mavis tire and brake, like kind of aqua blue and yellow paint scheme, and he is just riding back there. And for you and I, it would be the same thing as just kind of cruising down the interstate all by your lonesome. He has made no attempt to really pass anybody and just kind of found a place to ride.
But of course, there's not a lot to gain, but you would think maybe he'd want to get up there and try to grab a stage point or two, because with the hits that he has taken in the points category this year, you think he'd want to get some of them back. Here they come back out of turn four across the line. Familiar formation. Austin Cindric in the lead by himself, and then five rows deep at two by two, Doug Turnbull.
And that they're saving fuel but staying too wide. So it's Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, and Daniel Suarez, the first three cars down low. Up high, the first three cars are Bowman, Byron, and Stenhouse.
Mark mentioned it's a second ago the run of Eric Jones. I kind of been watching that myself. Jones is back here trying to approach the 10th spot. He's alongside Martin Truex Jr., but that car has been very good so far in the moves he's made.
As they work their way out of turn four, Cindric out front, side by side, Blaney, Bowman, then side by side, Chastain and Byron.
Great runs for them. Martin Truex Jr. just gave a little bumper music to Daniel Suarez entering turn number one, but doesn't advance a spot as this field just stays glued together with Austin Cindric being the master up front.
Joey Logano's kind of waning away back here behind the number 43 of Jones. That's where you find Kyle Busch as well. Regular season champ Tyler Reddick back there in the mix as well. Everybody two by two, all four.
And we've got our second yellow flag of the day. Debris on the front stretch slows everybody down. So piece of debris that NASCAR spies on the front stretch brings out our second yellow of the day with 46 laps to go here in stage two.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
We're at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The race slowed for debris here along the front stretch at Atlanta Motor Speedway. At this point, we are 55 laps into the 100 to make up stage number two as we complete lap 115, still 145 to go the whole distance today in the Quaker State 400. We'll have pit stops when we come back. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Under caution here, which brings us on pit road at Atlanta Motor Speedway. 115 laps in. We had debris on the front stretch. In front of me, Ross Chastain is in for four tires and fuel. No adjustments for Ross Chastain, who had worked his way up to the top five. Also on pit road, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. said, leave it as it is because they won't be good on the long run. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman came in, fuel only for him. Kyle Busch gets a four-tire change, two tires for Chase Elliott. They're down their way, topped off with Sunoco Racing Fuel. Brett McMillan.
Fuel only for Austin Cedric. Meanwhile, Chris Busch is getting a four-tire change. He's also getting a left-side adjustment, and he's gone.
So as they come off the pit lane, it is going to be Austin Cedric barely beating Alex Bowman out. Also, Blaney next in line. Fourth, Suarez. They did not change tires. Meanwhile, William Byron took two. He's fifth off the pit lane, followed by Elliott, who also took on two tires. Logano, seventh off the pit lane with no tires. Two tires for Bubba Wallace. He's eighth coming off of pit lane.
And, Mark, the message that sends right now is the tires are just not that important. You can get a really good run. They may go 100 laps here on the same set of tires, but fuel is the key. They're going to be able to go all the way to the end of stage two now, 44 laps to go.
They could not script it out any better if you're a crew chief, right? You don't want to pit under green here. It is an iffy proposition having to go that far around and the cars running that fast. So they get to pit under yellow, and as you say, Doug, they have now more than enough to make their way to the end of stage number two, and that means no more riding for fuel mileage. They'll be getting at it here when they drop the green flag.
At least for this stage, assuming that people do want to pit at the end of stage two. Some of them may forego that, stay out, and try to grab track position. Let's go back to Wendy.
A little bit of a bump on pit road. Tyler Reddick took fuel only, and as he was leaving, Carson Hocevar was coming into his pit stall. The 45 and the 77 of Carson Hocevar made contact on pit road. So coming back down again will be Tyler Reddick. They're going to top it off with fuel and check to see exactly how much damage he has. He just stopped in front of me. It's nothing on the left. I do know it was on the right-hand side, but they are checking the toe right now. If you see a long, straight apparatus going from wheel to wheel, they just check the left side. The crew now runs around to the right side, checking the toe right here, and they're reporting back. They are going to put tires on it now for Tyler Reddick, and if they need to adjust anything, they will take this time on pit road. Brett McMillan.
All right, we're going to see Christopher Bell do what he did last time on the one to go. He's going to come on in and top off. The strategy being that as he does that, it means it will shorten the next pit stop he has to make.
Well, that has become so apparent, Mark, that little bit of trickeration that they're doing, coming in, getting as much fuel as they can to shorten the next pit stop. That seems to be the trend of 24, started at Daytona.
It is an awful lot of talk about fuel mileage. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Well, I can tell you now for sure, Denny Hamlin and Chris Gabehart, the strategy is to go when it matters, and that's going to be at the end of the race. They didn't come in on lap 116 with everyone else. They came into pit road on the next lap, 117, so they could have a clean entry and a clean exit. As soon as the caution came out, Denny said, quote, once I've got to go, I'm going to need a little bit of help. I need to be aggressive where I'm at landing the car. That means going into the corner. He's told Chris Gabehart, I need my car to be tighter all the way around. The ride quality is good, but what they're doing right now, they're planning for the final stage, not this one.
It was kind of funny. I was about to talk about the fact Denny Hamlin's taking everything easy in this race because, as Brad talked about, he didn't come down pit road when it was all congested and somebody can run into you and all that. They just said, heck, we're on the back, so we'll just come down and casually make our pit stop. And he took on four tires where a lot of guys didn't. So, again, that is going to be some strategy they can work with. They may go to the next time and try to make some jumps that way on their pit strategy.
Top eight cars, all playoff drivers. Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman second, third to Blaney. Suarez is fourth, fifth will be William Byron. Elliott is sixth, seventh to Logano. Keselowski rides eighth, Justin Haley ninth, and tenth to Ross Chastain.
Bubba Wallace 11th, Todd Gilliland 12th, 13th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Eric Jones 14th, 15th, Harrison Burton, then it's Truex 16th, 17th is Kyle Busch, Buescher, Chris, 18th, 19th, Noah Gregson, Austin Dillon, 20th.
Next 10 will be John Hunter Nemechek, 22nd, Liz LaJoy, 23rd, Shane Van Gisbergen, Ty Gibbs, 24th, 25th, Josh Berry, Christopher Bell, 26th, 27th, Zane Smith. Ware is going to be riding 28th, 29th is Hemric. Hamlin is 30th, and that is your Napa leaderboard.
So they're working their way out of turn number four right now, easing on into the Geico restart zone. There's going to be 41 laps left in stage number two. Green flag is waving again, and it is Cindric will lead the field to turn number one.
All familiar faces here at the front. It's Austin Cindric with a push from teammate Ryan Blaney and William Byron just behind them. They get going faster than the top line. That's led by Alex Bowman, Daniel Suarez, and the nine of Chase Elliott as both Cindric and Blaney break away.
Cindric's out front, then it's Blaney. Good push, though, for Bowman now from Daniel Suarez into turn three. They ride two by two there. Blaney on the bottom and Bowman to the outside. Cindric, though, is going to pull the train off four again.
Let's see if anybody wants to challenge Cindric. He dives to the bottom. He is the solo leader. Right behind him, side by side, Blaney and Bowman, and then it's going to be William Byron and Suarez together.
With 40 laps to go in the stage and inside the top 10 now after a good pit stop, Brad Keselowski in about the eighth position in his orange Ford. He's side by side with Chase Elliott as Cindric is still up front.
Suarez now making a little bit of a move to the inside for that fifth spot. He'll go right alongside Willie B. Right behind them is where you find Chase Elliott alongside Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Justin Haley now makes it three wide. He gets inside of Stenhouse. Now it's Chastain, Stenhouse, Gilliland three wide going to turn one.
That's going to be dicey for Stenhouse, who's the middle car, but he surges in front of Chastain, gets back two wide again. As up front, Cindric pulls away, but Blaney and Bowman are side by side for second place.
Tenth place, there's six rows of two cars going into turn three right now. Up front, once again, Bowman holds on to that second battle with Blaney for that second spot off turn four.
Getting frisky back there for about the 10th spot. It was three wide for a second with Joey Logano, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the mix, and Ross Chastain. Chastain rides 10th right now.
A little bit, few positions back from where he was before as Chastain's going to gouge right to the bottom of the racetrack behind Stenhouse. Just in front of him is Brad Keselowski. And now it's three wide with Todd Gilliland and Eric Jones behind him.
Yeah, it looked like Eric Jones made a nice move there. Haley moved down the racetrack, so not a problem for him as he tries to work up another spot. Once again, no change up front in the top six.
Again, Haley charges from the inside, three wide. Now he swings up in front of Eric Jones and Harrison Burton comes to the back bumper of Ross Chastain.
That is just outside of the top ten as Haley had to back off of that. Now Chastain's going to take Ricky Stenhouse Jr. three wide with Chase Elliott. Stenhouse in the middle. Now they're passing Joey Logano. It is tough to get track position here.
Three wide and tight off of turn number two down the back stretch. Everybody sorts it out with Joey Logano, Ross Chastain, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. A lot of great racing up front here today.
That's three wide back there battling for about the 10th spot. Chastain on the inside. Stenhouse in the middle. Logano on the outside, and they hold that three-wide formation into one.
As Justin Haley tried to choose a lane, he pulls to the bottom. Then Brad Keselowski loose in front of the three-wide battle. He's going to almost wash him in front of Stenhouse, then pull down low in front of Chastain for 10.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Really tight back here where Logano, Stenhouse, and Chase Elliott is racing. Stenhouse is the meat and the sandwich off of turn number four. Three-wide again.
Here's Stenhouse right down the middle inside of Joey Logano to his inside. It's Chastain. They're locked that way going into one.
Stenhouse meeting the sandwich. Oscar Mayer is sponsor. That makes sense. He stays three wide, doesn't fall back. In fact, surges forward and almost pulls even with Chase Elliott as they're two wide with Chastain now.
Big slowdown there for that group as Chase Elliott kind of slowed that group down and broke up that three-wide racing. Now everybody gets back to two-wide racing off four.
Up front, it's still Austin Cindric. Nobody pushing him. Blaney and Bowman side by side. William Byron and Suarez are the next two. Then it's Keselowski and Chase Elliott.
And that's the highest position that Suarez has had today as he lurked in the back of the top 10. Now he's at fifth as Austin Cindric is masterful up front, straddling the two lanes.
Watching the front, once again, Austin Cindric leads the way into turn three. Ryan Blaney down below in that second spot as he battles with William Byron. Then you've got William Byron and Alex Bowman there in line with each other.
Watching Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he just got a big push. He got slammed in the back bumper by Justin Haley. He surges forward with Haley right there with him.
And then it, Haley had to back off, though, and they ran out of energy and falls two spots behind. So it's Haley down low, Chastain up high, and Stenhouse in front of them all just at the very back of the top 10.
Behind that group we're talking about, you've got Eric Jones back there working with Todd Gilliland. He's in the mix. That's where you find Harrison Burton. Kyle Busch is right there as well, and MTJ all working midway in the pack.
Once again, racing back around 12, Siakarga way to the high side. That's Eric Jones. He is trying to get around Ross Chastain. That's a great fight for 12.
That family dollar, that Dollar Tree car went to the cheap seats up high there as Chastain is down low. They settle back too wide, but Jones is choosing that high line to keep that Toyota wound up down the back straight.
Jones out next to the wall. Chastain underneath him right now as they work into turn three. Meanwhile, Brad Keselowski backing up, making it three wide in the middle of the corner over here in turns three and four.
Stenhouse up to the top of the racetrack. He makes it three wide, shuffles Keselowski back as well as Joey Logano. So moves Stenhouse now up to the fifth spot.
Stenhouse there in that fifth position. Down lows Joey Logano. There's some momentum for Brad Keselowski behind him, but Keselowski's three wide middle. This field doesn't seem to be saving fuel anymore, Pat Patterson, as they're staying feisty.
Absolutely. Ross Chastain loses a little bit of momentum there going into turn three, or just smartly gets out of the gas somewhat as they work into three, breaks up a three wide situation back up front.
As they come roaring back to the start finish line, 30 laps left in stage number two. Bowman now tries to look to the outside of Cindric, but Cindric won't let him have the lead.
It looks like Bowman lost some momentum there as Byron against his rear bumper has to back off so he doesn't hit him. That makes Blaney too wide with Bowman there, but Blaney can't get away from Bowman. They stay too wide behind the leader, Cindric.
Behind Bowman is a good battle. There's Chase Elliott right there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. still in the mix. Then you've got Joey Logano down there in the 22 at the bottom of the racetrack off turn four.
We have hit the halfway mark of the Quaker State 400. 130 in the books, 130 left to go. Top 10 look like this. Cindric, Blaney, Alex Bowman, Suarez, William Byron, Chase Elliott, 6th, 7th to Logano. Stenhouse Jr. is 8th, 9th is going to be Todd Gilliland. Brad Keselowski rounds out the top 10.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. Please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Not that we had anything to worry about weather-wise today, but we've passed the halfway mark of the Quaker State 400. It's official, and we still have 26 laps to go in stage number two. Again, Austin Cindric is out front. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Thank you. 24 laps remain in stage 2, 124 in the Quaker State 400. Let's give you our Straight Talk Wireless leaderboard. Austin Cindric leads. He has led 66 laps today. That's the most of any driver. Ryan Blaney is second. Third is Alex Bowman. William Byron fourth. Joey Logano fifth. Suarez is sixth. Chase Elliott seventh. Eric Jones eighth. Ninth to Gilliland. And tenth is Keselowski.
Then in the 11th spot, as Keselowski falls to 10th, Chastain now is marked in 9th, Gilliland 11th, 12th is Stenhouse now, Harrison Burton 13th, Justin Haley 14th, then it's Truex 16th, Kyle Busch, Ty Gibbs 17th, Austin Dillon 18th, 19th, Daniel Hemric, Christopher Bell in 20th.
Zane Smith 21st, LaJoy 22nd, John Hunter Nemechek 23rd, Buescher is 24th, Tyler Reddick 25th, Bubba Wallace 26th, McDowell is 27th, 28th today, Noah Gregson, Ryan Preece 29th, and 30th to Josh Berry.
Denny Hamlin now is moved up to 31st, 32nd B.J. McLeod, Shane Van Gisbergen in 33rd, 34th Carson Hocevar. Then it's Cody Ware, 35th, 36th is J.J. Yelly. They are all on the lead lap. We have two cars out. Kyle Larson will get credit for 37th, Chase Briscoe 38th. If you just joined us, Larson had a right front failure. We don't know if it was a tire, if it was a mechanical failure, but he knocked down the wall. Chase Briscoe hit him as he bounced off the safer barrier.
That rundown brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Pat Patterson, you've seen a lot of races. What are you impressed today with what Austin Cindric's been able to do? He's going to lead lap 70 for himself here in a moment.
I really am. This has been great racing, and it's been exactly what we wanted. Two by two, three wide racing as they come off of turn number four, keeping my eye on that 43. Mark Garrow mentioned it earlier. Doug Turnbull, you watch him, it looks like Eric Jones can move about wherever he wants to,
and particularly on the high side of the racetrack, and he's got nothing to lose, not in the playoffs, just trying to win. As Jones just outside the back of the top 10 there, they're down the back straightaway now, coming to you, Pat.
Up front once again it is Austin Cindric doing a great job, and now we got a little bit of action down at the bottom of the racetrack. Zoe Logano gets out of the way, so to speak, moves up the racetrack to race Eric Jones all four.
Eric Jones, again, a good run when Logano bobbled immediately. Jones jumps to the outside three wide with Keselowski down inside of Logano.
And barely hanging on to it as these tires starting to wear out just a little bit. Eric Jones up high, Logano in the middle, Keselowski down low, and Daniel Suarez in the top five had a big moment and made a big block on the last lap, too. A
lot of three wide racing down the back stretch, all of them trying to sort it out into turn three. Justin Haley with a great afternoon. He's riding at the bottom of the racetrack. Three wide, though, for that eighth spot.
Kyle Larson crashed out of this event on lap 56. He will finish 37th today. He was the number one seed coming in. The leaders are back in one.
And Austin Cindric has second most points in the last five races here at AMS in this new configuration. Still leading there. The field two wide behind him. Almost three wide there back in the top 10.
Watching the third row back, that's where you find Logano. He's going to work with Daniel Suarez, or attempted to, down at the bottom of the racetrack. He rides alongside Eric Jones. Looks like Logano's car's a little loose on him as they work all four.
With 17 laps in stage number two, let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Well, Mark, you guys have been talking about Austin Cindric's ability to stay in front of one lane or the other, whichever one's advancing the most. Credit a lot to his spotter, Doug Campbell, who is a constant stream of chatter on the radio, letting him know what's going on behind him, describing at least one row, maybe two rows deep, what's going on, letting him know if the top lane is advancing or the bottom lane is advancing, how close they're getting, if the bottom lane's moving up in the top lane, back and forth. He's the guy that's letting Austin Cindric know exactly what's going on behind him. Like I said, one, maybe two lanes deep. It is constant. And so far, Austin Cindric has now led more laps in this race than he has in any lap in any race previously.
Ross Chastain making it three wide down the backstretch, Pat.
Yep, Chase Elliott right in the middle of that with Brad Keselowski. Elliott holds on in the middle. Chastain goes up to the high side of the racetrack as they work off turn four.
Eric Jones tried to make it three wide, getting to the outside of William Byron. Byron shut the door. Byron now has to give way, as now here is Jones moving to his outside.
And that's Byron in the middle, down low. Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones losing ground on the top side as William Byron's going to pull right in front of him there. Cindric still leading down the backstretch.
Again, very impressed with what the Hendrick cars are doing up front right now, watching Bowman on the outside of Ryan Blaney in that second spot as they come off turn four.
Bowman has been glued either in second or third every lap right there side by side with Blaney. And it's like they're running military formation there, Doug Turnbull. Nobody in the top 10 moving.
Yeah, but a little bit out of order for sure. A lot easier to march than it is to put that gas pedal all the way down, especially as the handling goes away on these cars. The field's still 2x2 with Noah himself, Austin Cindric, leading.
Eric Jones now, I'm wondering if Chastain can get to his bumper. Can they help advance themselves a little bit more here? But once again, a great job for the 43 cars. The field works off turn four.
Chastain down the middle. He goes to the outside of Logano, inside of Eric Jones. We've got only 13 laps left now in stage number two.
These cup cars making the middle lane work with cars on either side of them. Not like yesterday at all. Chastain in the membrane goes around Eric Jones there. It stays three wide of the back stretch.
And it's a battle for 7th, 8th, 9th, right along in there. Chastain at the bottom of the racetrack. Eric Jones to the outside. Right behind them, Chase Elliott takes the top side of the racetrack. Joey Logano on the bottom side of the racetrack.
Eric Jones consistently likes that high line. He is to the outside of Chastain right now. That is a battle for the 7th spot. They'll stay that way.
Remember, Eric Jones does have a Daytona win some 6 years ago. He knows how to do this kind of racing there, just outside of the top five, and still they stick too wide in front of them there with Blaney and Bowman in second.
Back behind Eric Jones right now. A big run for Joey Logano. Chase Elliott to the outside. Here comes Logano to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to get inside of Eric Jones and move right up into the top six or seven.
He now moves inside of Chastain. They nearly make contact as Logano goes up the racetrack at the exit of turn four. 11 laps left now in stage two.
Two of the most aggressive drivers of Cup, Joey Logano and Ross Chastain, battling it out just outside the top five. Right behind him, Eric Jones pulling up to Ross Chastain in the back straightaway, trying to get a run.
You can feel that tension and excitement and energy building as we head towards the end of this stage. Up front, though, it's Austin Cindric doing a great job of controlling the race.
With 10 laps to go in stage two, here are your top 10. Cindric, Bowman, Blaney, Suarez, William Byron is fifth. Then it's Joey Logano, Chastain, Eric Jones, Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott. Let's see how much this changes over the next 10 laps, Mark. I got a feeling, like Pat Patterson alluded to, somebody's going to light the fuse here very shortly.
And now watching Stenhouse. He's back on the march again. Drives inside of Eric Jones.
He gets around Eric Jones now, goes right to the bumper of the number one car of Ross Chastain. Can't quite get there to give him a shove.
Back to the line. Cindric once again the leading. It's unchanged. The six behind him running 2x2 have stayed that way.
But they're getting more energy there. I just saw Joey Logano make a charge at Daniel Suarez at turn number one. He pulls back in line there. All of them trying to plot their move to get those stage points.
Very similar to the way that other stage ended in the very beginning. You had a couple of Fords up there, and Blaney this time taking care of his teammate, where it was Cindric the last time that was up there helping Blaney. Now they got him three wide, stacked off of four again.
Stenhouse driving down the middle. He makes contact with Chastain, nearly bumps into the man inside him, Logano. They're okay, though, as they head back to one.
And Stenhouse pulls in front of him, but Brad Keselowski fills the hole three wide. He fades back just a bit. Chastain to the outside. Logano with a run off of turn two, even with Stenhouse exiting on the back stretch.
2x2x2. That's the way the top 10 run now into turn three. Bottom of the racetrack. Once again, Blaney holds that second spot. Suarez is there. There's Joey Logano. To the outside is William Byron.
Eight laps to go here in stage two. Time to make a move side by side. Blaney and Bowman right behind them. William Byron, Daniel Suarez hold down two through five.
And Bowman and Byron, the teammates on the outside line, wonder if they're trying to time the run to make a last attempt at Cindric. Too early to do it now, and they're not trying to now as Cindric still leads.
You got all of the Hendrick top horses up here in the mix at this one. Now we got them stacked up three wide. It's Brad Keselowski that comes to the rescue of Chase Elliott, giving him a shove. Here comes Logano through the middle as they work off four.
Chase Elliott got the push from Keselowski, got him up beside Keselowski. Half dozen laps now left in stage number two. Leaders climb the banking in turn number one.
With a big run for Stenhouse to the back bumper of William Byron just outside of the top five. Now three wide. Joey Logano in the middle. Chase Elliott down low. Elliott backs out and tucks behind Logano.
Elliott will go alongside Ross Chastain now in that battle as he stays on the bottom of the racetrack. Up front, no change with those six cars. However, Ross Chastain keeps trying to make it three wide off of turn four. He does it again.
Chastain, non-playoff driver, trying to mix it up here in the top ten. To his inside, it's Logano. To his outside, it's Stenhouse. Hanging on the outside as they go back to one.
Let's see if Chastain gets some help. He doesn't have it as Elliott's too far behind. Now Keselowski losing some spots there as that line loses the energy. Ross Chastain right next to Stenhouse as Logano gets by.
Bowman has got to get some help from his teammate. teammate who's on the outside of him running in that fifth spot, and that's William Byron. If he can get there to try to give a shove, maybe he can get a run on the leader.
Here is Cindric again leading them down across the line. Four laps left in stage number two. Blaney and Bowman still locked door-to-door for the second spot.
And that's going to help Cindric stay up front there as that line or that two-wide formation creates some drag. And behind him, it's the same way with Suarez down low and Byron at six up high.
Ross Chastain and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., they can see the leader. They just can't plot a solution to get in front of that roadblock that's in front of them, which is the top four cars. Once again, Chastain down at the bottom, Stenhouse to the outside in that third or fourth row.
Cindric not going to give this up easily. He wants that playoff point. If he can hang out there for three more laps, and it's still Blaney and Bowman side by side for a second.
And Cindric right in between the top and bottom lines there, keeping him at bay. Nobody advancing on him now. There's certainly, though, Pat Patterson not saving any fuel.
If there is a move to be made by anybody in this top 10, they need to get busy and execute that plan. Once again, up front, Cindric got control of the field off of four.
Cindric on the bottom. He blocks Blaney. Now he goes up to the top for Bowman. Now back to the bottom. Cindric holds on to the lead with two to go in stage two.
Seems to have the best handling car, does Ross Chastain, but not a way to get to the front as Cindric also handles well, and he's got that car right in between the two lines, keeping him at bay as time is running out in stage two.
What can Alex Bowman do here? He goes side by side with Blaney in that second position, unable to get within two car lengths of the leader. That's the way they race through three and four.
One lap to go in stage two. Cindric has the entire field behind him. He leads by two car lengths. Once again, Blaney Bowman side by side along with William Byron and Suarez.
And Blaney, though, does not advance much on his teammate Cindric. He stays locked in with Alex Bowman for the second spot. Cindric still a car length in front of them. There's no one pulling out of line anywhere near the front.
People may have a plan, but nobody looks like they can execute it. Man, Austin Cindric looks like he's got this in hand as they work midway through three and four. Here comes the driver of the number two off of four.
Cindric flexes his muscle in stage number two of the Quaker State 400 in the Quaker State Ford for Roger Penske. He wins his third stage in 2024. Ryan Blaney winds up second in stage number two. Alex Bowman third. Daniel Suarez fourth. Fifth, William Byron. Sixth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Seventh is Ross Chastain. The other drivers who scored points in stage number two, Chase Elliott is eighth. Ninth, Ty Gibbs. And Christopher Bell is 10th.
Stage two presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that say, come back again soon.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turn two is in the history books now, and it belongs to Austin Cindric here at Atlanta Motor Stadium. 161 laps in the books, 99 to go here at AMS. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Our pit report is today brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Austin Cindric led every lap of Stage 2 today. So far, he has led 92 circuits here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The field is down on the apron, and they're headed to pit road. That means they will get to Wendy Venturini first.
Yeah, on this end of pit road, Daniel Suarez, currently in the fourth position, had his helmet hose come detached in the race car, so they are actually going to try and fix it as quickly as possible when he hits pit road, and they're going to hand him a hose, and they said if they can't fix it, he's going to have to deal with it. But right now, they are going to make some air pressure adjustments for Daniel Suarez. It's going to be four tires. I see the guy go ahead and hand that hose into the driver's side to Daniel. He's going to fix it himself. Also on pit road is the 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with four tires and fuel. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman said his car got free toward the end. He was on 90-plus lap old tires. He gets a four-tire change. They are waiting on fuel. They top him off with Sunoco. Same for his teammate Chase Elliott, free, but does not want to be tightened up too much. He got four tires in Sunoco. Brett McMillan.